What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so Jen hooks up with this psychic, and the psychic's got her a little shook up.
Yeah, she definitely freaked me out. This is the psychic that Jeff found, actually, through Kim Zolciak from Real Housewives of Atlanta. This is a psychic she uses all the time and is a regular client of hers. And Jeff had the psychic reading with her last summer. She predicted a lot of things that came true or that had already been true, and he was really impressed. So we all decided to talk to the same woman. Her name's Natalie Tomlinson, and her website's natalietomlinson.com if you want to go check her out. But she doesn't do any advertising. It's all word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, she has some credibility because she doesn't have to advertise. Everybody that goes to her loves her, tells their friends, and she is booked all the time. It took me a while to get this done because she's so busy, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But she definitely made some predictions, some of which in this next clip that you're going to hear have already come true, and some now are stuck in my head, and I'm trying to figure out how they're going to come true.
All right, I'll start playing it. When you want me to stop it, you just tell me and I'll pause it.
Now, I've got something with your writing. So, you know, like, I don't know if you could be writing a story or writing a script, writing something planned for somebody, how to do something. I don't know what it is, but you're writing and broadcasting. Now, there's also a flip side to this, because I feel there is a connection with television. Hooray for Hollywood. Hollywood, twice this year, you will touch. So you'll be coming here.
So you can pause it right there, because I've already been twice this year. Mm-hmm. So she was saying that I would go to Hollywood twice this year, and I've already been twice.
And she and Wendy's said that you were going to be out in L.A. also for something,
mm-hmm.
right?
Hollywood.
Okay.
LA. But I have already been. I went for the Grammys, and okay. I went for American Idol.
What about the writing thing?
The writing thing, I think, I've been working with a friend on a writing project. So it's not really like fully developed or the idea really fleshed out. But a friend of mine and I have been talking about that. So that one was a little more vague for
mm-hmm.
me.
Okay.
But the Hollywood one was right on. I've already been.
Two times, for sure.
For
if you hit three times, you're in good shape.
Okay.
Right. I'm seeing three women singing. There's three women singing together in front of you, like on a microphone.
Yes.
Okay. And they harmonize really well. And you're in front of them, so you're seeing this. Anyway, listen, I've got to tell you, you've got to be careful of a stalker. Okay. And I don't know if they're sending you emails or somebody. I feel like it's a young male, and I feel like he's a bit obsessed with you.
Ooh.
So just, I don't think it's anything to worry about, but it's just, I feel like it's going to drive you nuts.
Okay.
So just stop that right there. The stalker thing, that one is in my head.
Sure it
because
is.
Because there's definitely some folks on Twitter that I'm more interactive with than others. Like mm-hmm. people who follow me and I follow them that mm-hmm. I'm like into, and I'm like, oh, cool. I can't wait to see what they're doing today or whatever. And I don't know them. Mm-hmm. And it's made me more aware of it. Like it's made me more like standoffish about it because I'm like.
Like now you've got a stalker filter, like whenever you
yeah,
start tweeting with somebody.
Because you know how sometimes people have Twitter names that aren't gender specific. It's like something, something records. Or something, something, you know, food, whatever, like, because I follow a lot of foodies online, whatever. And there's some people I interact with, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, because we talk about food or we talk about music or whatever. And so now I'm like a little bit more aware. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't reply them as much.
Mm.
Maybe they're going to be my stalker.
But nothing, like, you haven't received a whole bunch of emails from one guy.
No, and I'm not even getting those letters from prison anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
You feel rejected, don't you?
The inmates have turned you down.
Yeah, the inmate, maybe he's out.
He's
I don't
out.
Know.
He's just not that into you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We could do an inmate lost and found.
No, that's okay.
Okay, so you'll understand.
Okay.
But I don't feel like you're going to have to lose any sleep over it. It's just some young punk. A busy summer, but a great time. And the funny thing is, after this summer, things change for you. And I feel like you're going to be in a happier place and a happier time in your life.
Hmm. Well, yeah, you're going to be married and pregnant.
No, she said summer, not spring.
Oh, okay.
So something's changing for you. Very heartfelt moments.
Stop right there. Okay, did you hear the heartfelt moments?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she said that this was a psychic prediction thing was last week.
Mm-hmm.
What did I tell you after my weekend? My one personal story that I was going to share this week?
Yeah, that you had the perfect moment.
One of those things that Bert describes as a perfect moment where you're sort of like in the moment, but somehow time sort of stands still mm-hmm. and you're recognizing that it's a moment.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me over the weekend in New York with my family and my boyfriend, and I was like...
Were you having sex at the time?
Jeff, with that homeless guy that she toy-picked.
Good God, what?
Who is now stalking her.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if that's
all
a moment
together.
Yet, but it did happen. So
yeah, exactly. Okay. So there was that moment, and I didn't even think about it, her saying it until yesterday. Josh gave me all of the audio that he had edited, and I looked at the list and said, heartfelt moments. I'm like, she already predicted that.
She had it. She
Isn't
nailed
that wild?
It.
Upon you. That things this year, there's certain pockets of different things that are going to happen for you, and they're very heartfelt and things that you won't forget. People sometimes don't get those. They might get one every 5 years. This is there's a couple there this year for you. And they mentioned something, a pall around you. Don't let anybody cut your hair short because somebody wants to get scissor happy with you.
Mommy cut.
Oh, I think you should do this and do that and da da da. They want to cut your hair off. Don't let them. Because if you say, yeah, take a trim, yeah, good trim, they'll take a whole hand worth of hair off your head, you know?
Could be healthy trim.
What? Of your hair?
Have a trim. Take a trim.
No.
Maybe somebody's going to suggest healthy trim.
No, but I'm definitely more aware of my hair. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to anybody else but the girl I've been going to forever.
So nobody has suggested to cut your hair yet?
Not yet. And she mentioned the name Paul, and I have two good friends, good guy friends in my life named Paul. So I don't know, maybe something comes up with the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. But there's some other things. This is at the very beginning of the reading.
This is the grandmother one?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady here on the other side, and I feel like it's a grandmother around me. But she's not tall, this lady. She's not a tall lady, so she's more of a petite sort of person. I'd say 5'5", around that marker, maybe even 5'4". But she seems petite, but the lovely feeling I get with her warmth. Very well-groomed lady. Hair and makeup would always be done, you know?
Okay.
I feel around you. A lovely soft feeling I've got with this woman, but she's giving me
really.
That one freaked me out because I knew exactly who she was talking about, and it's not my grandmother, because my maternal grandmother's still living. My paternal grandmother has passed, but she wasn't a hair and makeup lady. But I know exactly who she's talking about.
Who's she talking about?
She's talking about my former husband's grandmother.
Oh, really? Were you guys really tight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that must have freaked you out.
Totally freaked me out.
Did you know as she was saying it? Like, did you start to figure out who she was talking about?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, it was right at the beginning because, I mean, she passed when she was, I want to say 90 or so.
Wow.
And every day put on makeup, lipstick, had her hair done, like everything.
That's pretty powerful stuff. I mean, through the divorce and everything like that, she's still looking over you. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, it's going to make me cry.
Yeah, wow. And she hit you with that in the beginning of the, that's where she gripped you.
Yep.
Wow.
That's the type of old person I want to be. Jessica's dad did that, like would wake up every morning.
Put your makeup on and put your lipstick on.
Yeah. I want to be an old drag queen.
Save that.
But he would wake up and shave and put on his suit or put on his nice clothes, you know, like I don't dress up now, but when I'm 90.
All of a sudden you will.
Yeah.
Why is that so emotional for you? Just because you guys were so tight?
I wore her ring.
Oh, you wore her ring. Oh, wow. We're going to put the entire reading up online at Q100Atlanta.com. No wonder why you're all broken up
about it. I know.
Yeah.
I didn't cry about it when she said it, but just like rethinking about it. And I feel like over the last couple of years, she sent me some signs.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Natalie, the psychic, to pick up on that. Like, it sort of reconfirmed the signs I thought I was getting in the last couple of years from her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, weird things would happen or, I don't know. Just, to me, it reconfirmed, like, some of the signs that I felt like I had been getting.
So it sort of, now you really know that the signs were there, like you thought you were crazy about them before?
I thought I was kind of crazy about them before, and I thought it was just in my head.
Wow.
But then I feel like this sort of confirmed, like, she is still around.
Mm-hmm.
And she still loves me.
I won't have you plug what's coming up in the entertainment bus.
I know. With the allergies and like now crying. Are you kidding me? I'm going to need a second.
It's a little bit like the American Idolist that's crying because they just got kicked off and they have to sing one more song.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.